pretty ripping. R.I.P.P. apostrophe N. That's ripping.
Thank you.
like it was a mail order only game for the Master System or something, like near the end of its run. Maybe it was there an arcade version? Probably. I feel like there were a lot of arcade versions of Master System, or, you know, like a lot of Master System games were based on arcade games that I never saw or didn't come out in the US or, you know, stuff like that. Handful of Master System games that support FM sound, but that sound isn't too lush even for Master System FM, so maybe this is an arcade version of this. Shit, I found this. I don't always look at the mentions of the Giant Bomb account on Twitter. But I occasionally glance them over. And this morning I was taking a look at them, laying in bed, and saw a bunch of people going like, they said something about the PS5. You know, it was like this weird. You see, like, this two or three tweet string of people are like, I think he knows. It's like, all right, what the fuck does this lead back to? And there's a fucking post on the PS5 subreddit of people going fucking ape shit over last week's podcast because I guess they talked, I was not on the show, but they were talking about, you know, just like PS5 announcement timing and some other stuff based on some news story. And, you know, we've been talking about for weeks, like, the other rumors about, like, they're going to announce it on this date, they're going to announce it on this date, and, like, all this other shit. And I guess Rory at some point just kind of offhand, like, they're talking about, like, oh, it's running out of time, it's going to be some February announcement. And Rory just goes, like, when is that? Is it, like, I don't know, like, March 3rd? Like, you know, like, maybe he thought he heard something, or I don't know. We're just kind of pulling a date out or whatever. And then like Brad and Ben make jokes about invites going out. Like, oh, I haven't gotten those invites yet. The same jokes we've been making about invites not having gone out to these other dumb rumored events. But someone took that and said, like, that's them covering. He let slip that the event was on the 3rd. It's just like this string of fucking lunatics all the way down. Like convincing themselves that, like, this is some big conspiracy thing. It's fucking awesome. People are so fucking ready to just buy the dumbest shit. And, or like just something that's, like, clear. I don't know. Like, I listen to it and just go, like, that's not... I don't see... You would have, like, the number of fucking lunatic-ass logic leaps you have to make to listen to that sequence and go, like, I'm pretty sure he's saying it's definitely on March 3rd. Fuck, man. It's fucking good shit. If you like good fucking internet shit of people being fucking dumbasses, you should go look at it. It's, I do occasionally look at the Stadia subreddit and the number of people who are still somehow, like, clustering together to be like, that's just, people just don't get it. Fucking, they're haters. Like, that's always my favorite fucking shit. Like, when you give some, like, reasons or, you know, like, I feel like fairly balanced, like, not necessarily shit talking, but speaking your mind about a topic, and, like, the fucking reaction from assholes is now just like, well, they're haters! And companies love to fucking stoke that shit because they can just count on the community to fucking not get on board with some of that shit talk, because they can go, well, they're just haters, they just don't like the, they just have it out for it. Like, no, like, it's not that simple, unfortunately. VR, yeah, VR communities are not that different. I was thinking about VR lately. And I feel like the reaction, you know, like, there are not many people out there that are... Like VR coverage is weird, right? You know, like, we kind of redesigned the studio and as a result didn't really have much space to do room scale stuff. In our current setup, we're, you know, probably if we do any more of that, we'll do it in the test kitchen. But you know, it wasn't really a huge priority for us. It was like, no, we'd rather, like, make the studio good for the 95% of the other coverage we do, and work on that sort of stuff, instead of, like, leaving this huge space on the floor open that we could be using. But, like, yeah, yes, there's definitely, like, I don't understand why more people aren't covering VR. It's like, well, and the thing I realize is, like VR, it's a slightly different situation, but it's, like, not that different from the Vita people. We're like, why aren't you covering more Vita games? Why aren't you doing more Vita videos? It's like, well, in that case, it's because Sony is refusing to provide people with the hardware to make videos of Vita games. Like, you need to spend more time covering the Vita. It's like, okay, like, we're not going to point a camera at the Vita every day, you know, every week when new games come out. It sucks. It looks like shit. People would not watch it on a regular basis. We're not really writing a ton of previews and reviews, so with the way we're covering games, doesn't really leave a lot of room for Vita stuff. And VR is in a similar situation. I mean, obviously you can get VR, you can get video of VR games, but like honestly, the when we did that Oculus Quest video, and all of it looked like fucking shit because all of the screen mirroring stuff was like half frame rate, choppy, broken, and all that other stuff. It was really deflating. So I was like, man, this is like the coolest thing that's happened in VR in a long time. Like, oh, and I have no fucking good or reliable way to showcase it. Like, awesome. Well, I guess I'll fuck with it here and there just for, you know, I can talk about stuff on the podcast and do little things when we can, but oh well, I guess we can't really reliably make video content around that, so it is what it is, you know? There's so much other stuff out there that I, you know, it's at some point it's not worth banging your head against for as long as it would take to get, like, okay, what would it take to get, like, actually good footage out of a Quest? And the answer is, like, a lot of those games are also coming out in the Rift Store and stuff like that. So it's like, okay, well, we can show them on a PC and capture them the way we did stuff before. But, like, the portable nature of the Quest is what makes it so cool. So, it, yeah, it's... That one's maybe a little more frustrating because it's, like, it's within grasp, but the results are so fucking bad. I was like, man, that sucks. But the Vita was a funny one. You get these little offshoot communities within video games where people get into their specific thing and then can't understand why it isn't the biggest thing in the world, because it's the biggest thing in the world to them. And it's like, it's hard to convey sometimes, like, hey, there's a whole world of stuff out there, and also, like, a ton of, like, logistical fucking nightmares around all of it. Or, like, some of the Switch stuff is occasionally like that, where, you know, we ran a couple of videos pointing cameras at the Switch screen so we could show what it looked like undocked and docked, because, you know, games often run noticeably differently in those situations. And, like, we're looking at it going, like, yeah, you know, like, that's something people want to know about. It's cool that we're able to do that. It's not ideal, but, you know, at least it's going to show it a little bit. And there are people just like, why don't you fucking go get a modded, why don't you go, you know, these other guys have this Switch with a video out on it, why don't you go get that? And no matter how many times you say, because the company that fucking made those mods went out of fucking business, there's always someone else to say, why don't you, how come you're not doing that? Like, because you can't get one of those reliably anymore. Also, I bought a fucking Vita from that company and it worked like shit. Because it's like video out over USB into this bullshit fucking app. And it's like, you need to have a short USB cable and a good USB cable for this. And I went out and bought the shortest, goodest USB cable I could get. And it was like, okay, you can run this at half resolution. And like the frame rate is also unreliable and it's interlaced. It's like, ah, good, great, thanks. So now I can record videos of Vita games and then explain to people over and over again, yeah, the real game looks better than this. It's just a problem with it. You know, they really center capture stuff. The Vita stuff sucked, man. The process of, like, actually saying, like, well, fuck, all right, if Sony's not going to fucking provide us with anything that we can use for this, like, maybe I can, you know, I'll try this out. Ordered that modded Vita from Japan, had them, you know, they ship it over, hundreds of dollars, blah, blah, blah. Get it in, hook it up. Oh, this sucks. This fucking sucks. Then you just get people saying, like, oh, you're going out of your way to make it look bad. Fuck off. Fuck the fuck off. like I have time to fucking go out of my way and try to make something. Like I care enough about one console over another, like the very idea. Yep. Spending all this extra time and money just to make this thing look bad because fuck them. Yeah, like because the 3DS is paying me all, like whatever the fuck. This is fucking insane. And it's the thing, you know, it's like obviously like, you know, it's easy to start to issue a lot of blanket statements and you know, it's exhausting. Like, you know, obviously not the entire audience for gaming coverage is like that. There are plenty of reasonable fucking people that understand how the fucking world works. And you can talk to them like humans and talk to them like adults. But then there are some people who are going to take any little thing and twist it, or they're going to... Like these PS5 people, you know, it's like, that's obviously like a different use of that situation, but it's such a non-statement that they've warped into just like, I'm pretty sure he knows. Matt Rory, in case you, there's one comment that was like, Matt Rory, in case you know, gave Horizon his game of the year that year. Like, oh, well, okay, all right, then obviously that's a factual statement out of him. It's just fucking crazy. And it's, like, frustrating that, like, there are so many people like that out there, and a lot of them will get angry about one game over another, or you're not doing this, blah, blah, blah. Because it means that, like, it sometimes leads to you treating game coverage with, like, kid gloves about, like, well, you know, I have to make sure I'm saying this just the right way because there are too many fucking idiots out there that can't handle, like, the way people actually speak. And can't contextualize that stuff. They're just gonna take it. I guess, you know, whatever. Politics, everything else is that way now, too. It's not just video games, but... It's fucking crazy. And it's always been there to a certain extent. There's always been that. You know, there's always been that on the internet, but, like, there's so much more of it now. And it's just exhausting. It's like, man, fucking, it's God, just fuck off. That's why it's nice. I mean, you know, like, community that's built up around Giant Bomb largely is good, sane people who understand where we're coming from and can talk about a variety of topics in games and don't get weird about their own one thing. You occasionally get some stuff here and there. Like, there was, what is it? Sometimes it's just, like, shit that I was like, I don't, like, what the fuck, man? Why even write it? There was I spent a little time on Reddit. Again, bad idea, but hey, sometimes you gotta poke around and see what the fuck is out there. So we talked about Dangerous Driving 2 on the podcast this week, and part of that was talking about Burnout Paradise. And I feel like giving a fairly, like, somewhat concise, I guess, but like a talked pretty specifically about the things that make Burnout Paradise stand out to this day and interesting and important and all that sort of stuff. And there was one guy, and again, it's just one guy, whatever. I don't even know why I remember it, but sometimes stuff like this sticks out. I was like, I don't get what they see in Burnout Paradise. It's like, motherfucker, we spent like 5 minutes talking about exactly what we see in Burnout Paradise. Like, you can say, I don't like Burnout Paradise, that's fine, but what the fucking fuck? I think the thing that's always really hard to remember, and I think this is something that Yeah, one keyword, don't hear anything else around it. Yes, that's, it's, yeah, it's the thing that I think we probably run into maybe a little bit more of it. Oh, fuck yeah, man. You know, I think podcasts in general run into it more, but I think we see it on probably the video side as well, because the videos can be long. Is there are probably a lot of cases where people are putting something on and then half listening to it, and then going and writing a bunch of comments like they listened to the whole thing and obviously heard it and obviously understood the full context of the conversation. It's just like there's a comprehension issue in a lot of cases where it's like, alright, I can't help you. I can like we could go out of our way to use the simplest, most straightforward language possible. Like, remove all flavor from the dialogue of that podcast and just get it down to just like something very base level or something, and I think we would still run into it, you know? It's, I was wondering if we were getting any super hang-on on here. Reading the something awful thread of different things, people realizing they're watching out of habit, hate everything, speaking to weird communities. Yeah, that's, I cannot remember the last time I looked at that thing. It was probably to go in there and just post the word gas. Also always fun to see people like clearly commenting as they're watching a thing and writing something like, you said this, and it's like, man, if you had listened for 20 more seconds, you would have heard the rest of that discussion, where we get to your fucking incredibly helpful point. Yes, it is the live reacts era. Maybe we should just get rid of comments and replace it with a chat. So you can just, no matter when you come to a video, no matter where you are in the video, you can just scream into a void, scream into this chat room, and whoever else is watching the video, even if they're 5 minutes behind you, they'll see it, and it'll all be live. Yeah, yeah, just let comments scroll across the screen. Just, and here's a just a string of W's. Yeah, so anyway, my first thought was to go into that that PS5 subreddit and post a denial, just because that would just send them into, like, another fucking realm of, like, of course you would say that! Sony's making you go out there and deny it because you accidentally leaked it! Just to fucking poke it, just to stir it up one more fucking level. You almost wonder reading, I saw you posted a link to it. Like, I almost wondered reading it if the person who posted that knew it was bullshit and just thought it'd be really funny to fucking stir up people. Fucking up my shit. Thank you. Jet games than I remember. Televangelists gets it turned into Jets. Sorry, them are the rules. People out there talking about Dynamite Ducks or Dynamite Duke. This Dynamite Ducks track has some pretty strong Bubsy energy to it. possibly go wrong? Okay. This is why we're here. For hits like this. Proper Thursday.